upon our arrival, we advised that we could no longer be able to hold our peace prayer rally. And we went to the police to find out why we could not do that. And they said that it is simply because there were some people that were seen to be in flyers putting on MDCT regalia. But upon further inquiry, we discovered that these were blatant lies, because the people that were distributing flyers, they actually put them on their church uniforms. But probably coincidentally, some of these people could have been seeing some MDCT rallies, which I think still is frivolous, because you cannot stop somebody from praying or from distributing a flyer to the church simply because at some point they have been seen at a rally.
Did this affect your plans, considering that you were expecting thousands of people to attend?
True, we were expecting thousands of people. But what we then ended up doing, you see, because you know Achebe says, when men learn how to shoot without missing, birds should learn to fly without pitching. So you learn to be innovative. So we decided then to say they cannot bar us from praying. What they can do is to bar us from using a venue. They have no right to do so, but probably they can successfully be doing so, because they were surrounding that place with guns and so forth. So we ended up using a home of one of the people that stay in Shavani. And I must say it was very powerful, quite astounding, and people had a very deep experience with their God as we prayed for Itai Tamara.